If you have your Bible, turn with us to Revelation chapter 19 this morning. Revelation chapter 19. I want to begin reading at verse 7 this morning. The Bible says, "Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and His wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And He saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And He saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. And I fell at His feet to worship Him. And He said unto me, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren which have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped with blood. And his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth. And all the fowls were filled with our flesh." I want to preach on this thought, if God will be my help for just a minute. Unbelief is for the birds. Unbelief is for the birds. As we look at this morning, we see some things that's transpiring in the Word of God. And as we look at this, I want to tell you, youngins, God's setting something up for the most magnificent time that this world has ever known. There's a time coming in the near future when God Almighty is going to reign supreme. And praise God, whether people want Him to or not, He'll be King of Kings and Lord of Lords, even a King and King and Lord of Lords of our hearts this morning. I'm so thankful, praise God, that God Almighty in all His power has the power to come in to the hearts and lives of men, to move in to me and you, and to help us even where we are. I won't say you can't get too far, too deep in your sin, that Jesus can't come to where you're at. You can't get in too dark a place in your life that the Lord Jesus Christ can't come to you. Amen. Ain't you glad for that? Praise God. How do you know? Because He is the light. Praise God. And in Him is no darkness at all. And when that light begins to shine, praise God, it begins to reveal some things. Amen. Praise God, begins to light us up and show us. But as we begin to see this thing, and this begins to play out, and we can see this thing taking out in the near future. See, the world rising up, and are rising up now against God. We've got God haters all over the world. We got people that say that they're atheists. I won't say there is no such thing as an atheist. Everybody believes in something. Amen. You let something happen to one of these people that claim to be an atheist. You let their car careen out of the road and them head for a big tree, and the first thing that goes to their mind is, oh, God. Yeah, amen. There's a God of glory, praise God. Our soul knows it. Our body knows. Praise God. The inner part of man knows that there is a God. Amen. Amen. And that He's real this morning. Praise the Lord. He is real. And we see this thing playing out. We see the times of trouble that's coming on this world like nothing that this world has ever seen. But praise God, in the before the trouble comes, praise the Lord's going to shout the trump and the saved of Christ is going to go out of here and praise God to be with the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. I'm looking for that. I'm not looking for the undertaker this morning. Me and my son was talking the other day, and I was telling him, said, son, you need to make plans. You need to figure out what you want to do, and you need to start you a retirement. You need to get in there and, you know, plan for the future. He said, Daddy, you know what? I don't worry about the future. I said, why's that, son? Because I'm looking for the rapture. He said, I'm looking. Boy, I tell you what, me and him had us a spell. He said, I'm not looking for the undertaker. He said, I'm looking for the upward taker. Praise be to God. I want to say glory to God this morning. If we could get our focus on the upward taker, boy, he'd help our hearts. Amen. But we see here, praise be to God, the situation's playing out in the portals of glory. Now I want you to see us this morning. I won't take my time, probably paint you a picture. We'll go to the house. He says that we see the church and it's taken out in the presence of God. Things is transpiring in the world around, praise God, all over the globe. Situations has happened. Turmoil is everywhere. Can you imagine when the Holy Ghost of God is taken out of this place? When he that's led us, when led was taken out of the way? When the Holy Ghost, God, where's the Holy Ghost of God today? It's in God's people. It's in me and you that's trusted Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Looking for help that comes from the throne of grace.
Amen.
Can you imagine what it's going to be like when all God's people are gone? All true but born-again believers are taken out. Amen. These people today that says, you know what? I don't think that the church and Christians are to participate in politics. Really? Amen. Who's going to run the country? Who's going to rule the world? The heathen? Amen. That's the craziest thing I've ever. Our whole government was set up on Christianity. I hate to break our bubble, praise God, but it was set up on a belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. We came here to worship the Lord, to lift Him up. Praise God, as the good God of glory, to esteem Him high and lift it up this morning. Amen. I hope that's why you're here this morning, to lift up the precious name of Jesus, that he might be lifted up. Praise the Lord. But the Bible says here, that's while all this is taking place. Amen. They said, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. See, I told you before here, the focus ain't on the bride. The focus is on the bridegroom.
Amen.
Amen. The focus here, praise God, is to give God the glory, to give Jesus the glory, praise God, because he made all things possible. Amen. Without him was not anything made that was made. Praise the Lord. Without Jesus, we'd have nothing. But praise God, because of Jesus, we have a blessed hope. Amen. We have an offer of salvation. And it's in the Lord. Bless his name. He said, let us be glad. We ought to be glad and rejoice. Amen. We ought to be a rejoicing people this morning because of what Jesus has done for us. Amen. What he done, what the opportunity, praise God, that he made for me and you. We ought to be excited about that. Rejoicing, praise God, on what he's done. Rejoice and give him honor. He said, for the marriage of the Lamb is come. He said, the time comes, said the bridegroom has received his bride unto himself. What a glorious day that's going to be. Can you imagine, glory to God, one day you're out there, Brother X, up on that roof, beating your fingers and beating them nails, and all of a sudden there's a trump and a shout, praise God, and you don't even have to go down. Praise God, hey, you don't have to put nothing up. You don't have to gather up your stuff for that one last time. Glory be to God. That trump and that shout. Miss Penny be down the ground scurrying around like she does so well. It's organizing and situating. But praise be to God. All of a sudden, glory be to God. You've made the Lord of glory in the air. You'll forget about all that stuff. You'll forget about the next day. You'll forget about the next group. Glory be to God. And you'll go to be with Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hey, you won't have to worry about tomorrow no more. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Can you imagine? Jesus says, come up hither. Up and away, praise God. Amen. You'll lose gravitation. Glory to God. I've only flown in a plane a few times. But I tell you, it's a different feeling. Amen. When you're sitting there and all of a sudden it seems like you get lighter. Amen. Next thing you know, you're up there and you look out over that wing and you look out in them clouds. Glory be to God. But he said, one of these days in a little while, praise God, there's going to be a shout and a trump said, we're going to go out of here to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be at the Lord. Amen. I tell you, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying we ought to be looking for that glorious day of His appearing. We ought to be looking for it, praise God, like it could be any day. It could be today. Today could be the day that Jesus steps out and He said, hey, there's somewhere somebody got saved and that was the last one. Amen. Praise God. And the Lord says, hey, that's it. God says, son, that's it. Go get them. Praise the Lord. And he step out with a trump and a shout and says, glory to God, goodness, come on home. Amen. Wouldn't it be nice, Aaron, just to let go, get up here and get to praising God and just all of a sudden just, amen, God don't even have to take a roof off. Amen, we'd do it for Him. Amen. We'll lose gravitation, go out of here, pray God, to be in the, with the Lord. Amen. As yet His wife hath made herself ready. Amen. Now see, there's going to be a judgment seat of Christ. We're going to stand before a righteous judge and we'll give account of everything we've done after we're saved. See, it's not a judgment of whether we're saved or we're lost. It's a judgment of what we've done after we profess faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? That's what we'll be judged. And He'll look at our life and, boy, you know what? Hey, I kind of dread that because I know how I am. But boy, I kind of look forward to it in a way because that's when Christ is going to clean me up. Amen. Glory to God. He's going to get rid of all those things in my life that would defile. Yeah. Amen. He's going to get rid of all my bad habits. Praise God. He's going to get rid of all those things that's caused me not to be pleasing to my Savior. Glory to God. He's going to clean me up. Said the bride has made herself ready. Amen. She got prepared. See, we're in a preparing place here. We're preparing to go be in that place that He's prepared for us. And we're in a time of preparation. Well, if we could get that in our head. We're preparing now to go with be with Him that's prepared a place. To a place that's prepared. Praise the Lord. That's exciting. You ever think about that? You ever think about what it's going to be like when you get there? Hey, have you ever got, anybody ever got a new home? Then nobody's ever got a new home. You've lived in the same house all your life since you was a baby. Amen. You remember what it was like? I know usually we just do it maybe once in our life. You remember what it's like, praise God, when you went over there and the realtor, somebody gave you the key and you went and opened that door for the first time? You couldn't wait to get in there, praise God, and look around and see what was to be had, to see what kind of place you'd purchased. But I won't say praise be to God. When we get under glory, it ain't about what we purchase, but glory to God. What's going to make it even better, praise God, Brother Eddie, is what He purchased for us. Amen. Amen. What a spectacular place, man. I tell you what. You get to thinking on these things. You say, well, preacher, you're crazy. Yeah, just leave me alone. Amen. Let me just be beside myself for a little while. I thank God for that place prepared. I look forward for going through that door for the first time. My Lord taking me by the hand. He say, come on, son, so I got something I want to show you. I got glory to God. Hey, just the thought of Him taking me by my hand, glory to God. But you know what He does? He does that every day of my life. He reaches down, praise God, takes me by the hand and leads me through this old walk of life. Encourages my heart every day. Praise the Lord. Every time I call on Him, there He is. Bless His holy name. He said, the wife has made herself ready. Praise the Lord. Now listen, you know how she made herself ready? By just trusting the Lord. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen. Amen. He said that clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. He said, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed. Do you ever think, praise God, it's not about us, but it's about Him? It's about God Almighty and what He's done for us. Paul says, praise God, it's God Almighty arraying us. It's God Almighty that's granting us, praise God, that we might be what have us to be. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. He said, but by the grace of God I am what I am. Amen. Just by the grace of God we are what we are. If it wasn't the good grace of God, we could be that old wino in the ditch. We could be that prostitute, that harlot on the street. We could be that drug addict strung out this morning. But praise be to God, by the grace of God, we are what we are. And we're here this morning to praise God Almighty for just giving us grace and extending His mercy and loving us like He does. Praise God. Amen. He said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace which was bestowed upon me. Now listen to this, was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. He said, praise God, when I realized what God wanted to do for me, what God done in me, praise God. He said, it gave me that I needed to go on for the glory of God. He said, but it gave me abundance in my heart that I might be pleasing to the Lord. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 12, he goes on and he tells the Corinthians, he says, for our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in this world. He said, it's the God, the good grace of God, praise God, that gave me a manner of life, glory to God, that's pleasing to Him. He said, it's the good grace of God. Praise God. Paul said, we've been given the good grace of God that our conscious God would be all right because of the way we live according to God's way. Amen. Praise the Lord. You have a pure conscience this morning? Amen. What about that? What about that judgment? See, what if you had to stand before Jesus this morning? How could you stand there with a clear conscience and say, Lord, I've done my best? Amen. Are you here? You young people, listen at me. Could you stand before Jesus this morning and say, Lord, I've done my best? Or is there a little bit of room for, or a whole lot of room for improvement? Amen? Is there room for improvement in your life? Could you do better? Amen. Amen. We all could. Amen. Say, yes, preacher, I could. Amen. Hey, listen, I'm with you. I could too. We can all do better, praise the Lord. That our conscience could be clear. Amen. So that we can know that God's that we're on the Lord's side and that the Lord wants to bless us on purpose. He said to her was granted that she should be arrayed. And finally, look at Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61 in verse 10. The Bible says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For He hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. Now, it's God that done this. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. Amen. He said, God, you know what he's saying? He said, God's addressing me up right nice. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, God's affixing me up. He's addressing me up. He's clothed me about, praise God, with the righteousness of a holy God. Because God knows that my righteousness is nothing. Go on, Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6. He said, but we all as an unclean thing. But we are all as an unclean thing. And all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. Amen. Everything that we try to do right now is God is just filthy rags. But now this is what he says. As our filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. Amen. He said, our righteousness, what we try to do right within this flesh, praise God, is just like filthy rags. But he said, it's the righteousness of a holy God, amen. That's what grants us a place in that magnificent kingdom and the attitude of the Lord Jesus Christ. It brings us into that place. In Isaiah 64, verse 8, he says, but now, O Lord, this is how we get there, by the way. He said, but now, O Lord, Thou art our Father. Speaking about that earthly Father, that Creator of mankind. We are the clay, and Thou our potter. And we all are the work of thy hand. Amen? Boy, if we could ever get a hold of that and realize, praise God, that's just God working in us that makes us what we need to be. It's nothing I can do with myself. Because self would let me down quick, fast, in a hurry. But praise God, when the God of glory begins to do a work in us, He does a work with the hands of a perfectionist. Amen? God is perfect in all His ways. But He said, and to her was granted she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean white. Fine linen is the righteousness of saints. See, God cleans us up. He prepares us for that marriage supper of the Lamb. Amen? Gets us ready. Amen? And in order to get us ready, we go through that judgment that He takes away all the impurities. He says, wait a minute. He said, well, I can just see us get there, Brother Bill. He said, hold on a minute. He said, come here with me just a second. He said, you're going to get... He said, I'm going to get you. He said, Lord, you know, you just come in just humble as you know how, because you're in the presence of the Lord. Amen? And he, with the, you know, his loving kindness in those nail-pierced hands, he'd just take you by the shoulders. He said, look. He said, we're going in before the Father. And he said, there's some things that we need to work out. Amen? There's some things that's just not right. Amen? He said, we need to fix those up. And boy, I tell you, before he don't have to say, praise God, all of a sudden through your mind, everything that's ever been a disappointment to God, praise God, the inner part of our soul will be crying, Lord, ply the blood, ply the blood, ply the blood. Ply the blood, ply the blood. Glory be to God. Next thing you know, you're standing there, pure and white, without spot or blemish. Amen. In a perfect presence of a perfect God. And he said, okay, let's go see the Father. Amen. He cleans us up, praise God, gets us ready to be presented. But you know, he's working on us today. Little by little, God is working on us, preparing us for that glorious day of His appearing. And He said, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And He saith unto them, these are the true sayings of God. He said, there's no speculation here. That's right. He said, this is reality. Amen. There's a lot of people want to spiritualize this. They want to paint, just say, well, this is just a type or spiritualize it. I'm going to say, this is reality. This is what's going to happen. Amen. He said, those that are called, blessed are those that are called into the marriage supper of the Lamb. Who are those? Those are friends of the bridegroom. Amen. The bride's going to be there. The bride's prepared herself. But he said, there's going to be some that's going to be called. Amen. I can think of one in particular. Said he was a friend of the bridegroom, old John Baptist. Amen. See, he went out of here, praise God. He was beheaded before the blood was shed. But praise God, he was appointed to Jesus, and he said, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. I want to tell you, John Baptist was a friend of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord, a friend of the bridegroom. He said, I'm not worthy to unlatch his shoes. But praise God, I'll tell you, here he comes. There he is, praise the Lord. He's going to be there at that ceremony. Amen, glory be to God, a friend of the bridegroom. And old John says, what, man? He said, they tell me all this. And I began to see all this. And I fell at his feet like that. And he said, hey, wait a minute. Don't do that. He said, I'm one of you. I'm just a worshiper of God, just like you, a fellow servant. He said, don't do that. Praise the Lord. He said, get up. He said, the prophecy, I'm telling you. He said, this is about Jesus. The prophecy is about the Lord Jesus Christ. What I'm trying to show you, I'm trying to show you Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. And in verse 11, the Bible says, and I saw heaven opened. Now it's amazing me because back in Revelation chapter 4, the Bible says, after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was, as it were, of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. He said, a door, he said, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. Amen. That's magnificent. Could you imagine? Doors open in heaven, praise God, and the church went through the door. Whew. Didn't he say, I am the door? Amen. Praise God, he's open. But now listen to what he says here. He said, and I saw heaven opened. Amen. And behold, a white horse. Amen. Listen, can you imagine this? all of a sudden, listen, this whole world's going to be in turmoil like it's never been. Amen. The world's going to be coming together. There's going to be armies upon armies. Praise God. That's a fighting each other and fighting, competing. Praise God for the prize of this world. Amen. They're going to be, I tell you what they're going to be fighting over. They're going to be fighting over the rights of the oil. Amen. They're going to be fighting over the rights of the oil, praise God, to keep their economies stimulated, to keep their economics, praise God, going. And they're going to converge. They're going to begin to converge. And all the armies of the world, praise God, will be converging on a little place called Israel. Amen. Amen. It's going to happen. Praise the Lord. It's going to happen. They're going to be converging on this little place called Israel. They're going to come looking to devour, to get their claim on what it has. It's the breadbasket of the world, that Jezreel Valley. Amen, it's a breadbasket of the world. 200 some square miles of nothing but fertile plains. Amen, they got crops there. They rotate them. They grow crops year-round on them fertile plains. But not only that, he's right in the middle of Israel. They say they're one of the most vast oil wells, praise God, it's ever been found. Not even tapped into. Amen. What's God going to do? He's going to use it to put a hook in their jaw. He's going to draw them into that place, to a place called Armageddon. Amen. Are you with me? It's going to happen in a little while, praise God. And all these armies, can you see it in your mind? All these armies is converging on this one little nation. One little people, praise God, one little place, and they can begin to converge upon that place. And God the Son said, people, let me have your attention. Let me speak to you just a minute. He said, things getting out of hand down there, it's time to go back. Amen. He said, it's time to mount up, it's time to ride out. He said, who be with me? Who'll go with me? Who'll be on my side? Who'll mount up? The Bible says he mounts up on a white charger. Amen. With the whole host of heaven gathered behind him. Praise God. You say, well, I'm afraid of horses. You won't be them. Amen. Glory be God. You say, well, preacher, I don't believe that mess. See, that's all just spiritual stuff. How could there be horses in heaven? I don't know. Ask Elijah. Because there was a horse of fire, praise God, come out of heaven with a chariot of fire and swooped him up and took him to glory. Ask Elijah about the horses, praise God. Ask Elisha. He saw it all. Amen. Amen. You say, well, I just don't believe in that white horse theory. Amen. Well, that's all right. You don't have to believe. Amen. You don't have to believe in a white horse theory. Just believe God. Amen. He's the one going to do it all. Hey, if it was up to me and you, I wouldn't believe it either. Amen. But it ain't up to me and you. God said this is the way that it will happen. He said, well, preacher, there's a lot of people disagree with that theory. There's a lot of people disagree with God. Amen. Amen. But that don't change Him being God. Amen. Amen. But I can see this in my mind's eye. And he said, I saw heaven open and behold a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called faithful and true. Amen. Sounds like my Jesus, don't you? He's always been faithful and he's absolutely true. Amen. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. Now can you see this? The great monarch in heaven. The great monarch of heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ Himself, with His glorious army. Amen. They're raised up, they're rared up, they're mounted up, and they're ready to go. Look over in Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24, you don't have to go, I'll read it. Matthew chapter 24, verse 27. Now you can just see this. Literally all hell is breaking loose on earth. Amen. All the armies of the world has converged on this little place called Israel. Amen. With bound and determined to take it for themselves. See, the Antichrist set this thing all up. He's playing them. He's playing all these nations, these countries like pawns. Amen. All these kings and kingdoms. He's moving around like a chess game. And he converges them all together. And just about time he started, he said, well, praise the Lord. He said, you know what I'm going to do? He said, whoever the winner is, he said, that's whose side I'll be on. See, that's the way the devil works. See, he'll cause division. He'll cause people to divide, people to fight among themselves. And praise God, when it's all over, he'll just step over and be with the winner. Huh? But I want to say, most times there's no winner. Amen? But in this instance, as you can see, now picture this in your mind. Boy, I tell you, I got thinking on this the other night. Boy, I about had me a spell. Amen? Praise the Lord. I had to kick the door open. Glory. So here's this picture. All these armies converge on little nation Israel. I mean, massive armies. Millions of people. Armed to the teeth, amen, going out to battle against this little nation. And they begin to converge. Amen. They begin to surround this little nation. And then all of a sudden, out of the eastern sky, all of a sudden, praise God, there's a mighty rumbling, praise God. He said, for as the lightning cometh out of the, Matthew 24:27, for as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And listen to this, and wherever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. See, he done called them together for a great feast day. The supper of the great God has been set. See, God Almighty, he's done summoned all the... Did you know over in the Middle East? Now listen, I don't know if you know this or not. Over in the Middle East, the vultures, the carrion, they usually have one, at the most, two eggs a year. And they hatch those eggs up, and if they've got two, they're lucky that one of the little chicks will live. But they said now, for some unknown reason, the science, those vile birds, those carrion of those regions, are laying 3 and 4 eggs. And sometimes they're able to keep alive all those chicks. And that the carrion over there is getting more and more and more year after year after year. Imagine that. Why? Because God's got to have a cleanup plan. Amen? Amen? But the Bible says all of a sudden all these armies is converged. I'm going to try to hurry. All these armies have converged on Israel. They're concentrating on the battle. Then all of a sudden, there's a light. The heavens roll back. The stars quit shining. The sun's dimming. Amen. All of a sudden, the heavens just open up. Glory be to God. And all of a sudden, they see as a lightning strike coming. Amen. And it's the Lord Jesus Christ on a mighty charger with the whole host of the heavenly host behind Him coming in clouds. Amen. The heavens open up and here He comes. And all of a sudden, things changed that quick. All of a sudden, the old devil, he says, you know what? He said, change your plans. He said, all you fellas had better gather up. He said, we've got an adversary. He's coming out of the sky at us. Amen. You see the picture. Who's there? Who's there in that valley? That valley of indecision is what that is. The valley that those that's undecided, the valley of Megiddo, the Jezreel Valley, is gathered together thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people. And God, in the valley of indecision, the God of glory comes with a mighty sword of His mouth. Amen. He comes as a great God and a great conqueror. He's going to win. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He is going to win. He always wins. Amen. He always defeats the devil. And as they stand there and watch in amazement and awe, praise God, the mighty God of glory, He comes through the sky with a mighty host of heaven. Can you see that? That's going to happen in a little while. That's going to happen. It may happen, praise God, at any time. The church will go out 7 years of tribulation, and Jesus said, it's time to go back. Amen, it's time to go back. And He's going to come with a heavenly host. He's going to put down all those adversaries. He said, immediately after tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And He shall send His angels with great the sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together His elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Who's that? That's that little nation of Israel. Amen. He's going to gather them together. He's going to bring them back into their land. He's going to set them up. He's going to reestablish them. Praise God. To rule and reign forever, forevermore. Amen. Amen. For a thousand years, He's going to bring peace. But before that peace comes, the Lord is coming. And He's going to rule with a rod of iron. He's going to trample out, praise God, in the winepress. The Bible says in Isaiah, in Ezekiel said that the blood's going to run in that valley, 200 square miles. that the blood's going to run in that valley up to the horses' bridles. Amen. Up to the horses' bridles. And said it's going to take them months, months to clean up the mess. Even after the birds have eaten. Amen. Unbelief, those unbelievers, those God rejectors, those God deniers, those ones that's in the valley of unbelief. The carrion's going to eat till they're full. Amen. Those birds are going to eat till they've gorged themselves, till they can't eat another bite. Who are they going to eat on, Brother Eddie? Lost people, just like the lost people in this world. Just like our loved ones, our friends, our children, our families. Praise God, it's lost and undone without God. You say, well, preacher, it's old Middle East. Our people won't be there. You think so? You might not. Hey, you might better think again. We might be right in the middle of that mess. Those that's been left behind. Those that's missed the rapture. Those that haven't went out to be with the Lord and to ever be with Him. Those that's missed out on the marriage supper of the Lamb. Amen. Unbelief is for the birds. The unbelievers will be left for the carrion. Amen. They'll be devoured. And then what's left over, they'll spend months cleaning them up. And they'll have to assign a specific place for burying the dead. Amen. Those dead that died outside of Lord Jesus Christ. But those that's been born again, they'll be with the Lord in heaven. They'll be with that heavenly host that comes back. Amen. With the power and the might of a holy and righteous God. I don't know whose side you're on, but I want to be on that winning side. Amen. Amen. I want to ride that white charger, praise God. Amen. I want to line up behind my Savior and say, Lord, praise God, I'm with you.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, you say, well, preacher, are we going to have to fight the battle? No. The battle's already won. Amen. When he steps out with the sword of his mouth and he just begins to slay them, the blood's going to flow. Amen. But then when that takes place, me and you will be with him riding on those white horses. Amen. Watching, seeing what takes place as he gathers together those that are in the valley of indecision and he begins to do his mighty work with his mighty hand. You say, well, God, how could God be so mean? God's not mean. God's just. God gives every man opportunity to be saved. But he, even at that, there's some that's going to be left behind. There's some this morning that will not accept the Lord Jesus Christ and a free pardon of sin. Amen. See, it's not about what we do this morning. It's about who we know. We've got to know the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got to be on His side. Amen. Because there's two suppers that's being set. There's a marriage supper of the Lamb, and there's that supper of the great God. And I don't want to be, you're going to either sit down and dine or you're going to be eaten up. I don't want to be eaten up. I want to sit down and dine. I want to have my Savior gird about Himself and serve me those good things of God. What about you this morning?